Welcome to our Sunday message, Sunday the 30th of June, 2024. In this message, we are going to be talking about dreams and their place in the life of the Christian. But first, let's read from the Word and see what the Bible has to say about the subject. Our first scripture will be Job 33, verse 14 to 17. That's the Old Testament book of Job, chapter 33, verse 14 to 17. For God may speak in one way or another, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. The next scripture I'd like to just touch on is Joel, also Old Testament, Joel 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days. The final scripture I'd like us to look at is in the book of Acts, the New Testament, Acts 16, from verse 8 to 10. Acts 16, verse 8 to 10. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, Come over to Macedonia and help us. Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word. Yet again, we look forward to enjoying what you have to say to us. Help us to make, as it were, in our spirits, a meal of your word. As you, Holy Spirit, help us to share and to understand. May the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we might be able to process and put into practice this teaching in the wonderful name of Yeshua. Now, the Bible has quite a lot to say about dreams, and I'll include visions. The question is, what should our approach be as Christians? Now, just to start off with, I need to say that Christianity, as we've said so many times, is relationship with Almighty God, made possible with Christ. As Billy Graham puts it, the Holy Spirit in us and the life of Christ working through us. That's Christianity. And as we've said so many, many times, a key to this relationship, like any relationships, is communication. And communication, as we all know, is a two-way street. It's not just us talking to God, but obviously, very important is being able to hear his voice. My sheep hear my voice. And if we start off from this position, we see when we read the Bible that one of the ways God speaks to people, the spirit world communicates with us in this realm, is through dreams and visions. We read in Job once again that God can speak to people in one way or another. And one of those ways is, as it states, in a dream or in a vision of the night when deep sleep falls upon men. Now, please note, there are a number of ways in which God can speak to us. And this, as I've said before, is a skill that we need to develop. Part of this process is understanding the place of dreams. The Bible speaks a lot about dreams. In the Old Testament alone, there's over 30 instances where it states specifically, God spoke to somebody in a dream. And it's not hard to think of the many instances. We think of Abraham being told in a dream. We think of Jacob's ladder. That was a dream experience. We think, of course, of Joseph, the great dreamer. And we think of Daniel and his ability to have dreams and see visions. And so the Old Testament lays a very strong foundation. Of course, in that day and age, the Hebrew nation did not have access to the Holy Spirit. That had to come in the New Testament. and so we see dreams being very often used. However, please note, in the book of Joel, it specifically says, in the day when my spirit is poured out upon all flesh, there will be dreams and visions amongst old men, young men, maidservants, etc., when I pour out my spirit. Closely associated with the pouring out of God's spirit is this ability to hear God through dreams, through visions. And we see this borne out in the New Testament. The early church was directed to a large extent through visions. Now, there were other ways, prophecies, etc., but we see dreams playing an important role. We see the wise men being warned in a dream not to go to Herod. We see Joseph being warned and told about Mary and warned to go to Egypt. We see Peter being told in a dream about the centurion that was coming to him. The centurion having a dream of going to Peter. And the whole Gentile community was brought into the gospel using dreams. And as we read in this one passage here, Paul was led on an occasion by a dream. They were traveling round the perimeter of Asia, and a vision at night, a dream, a man beckoned them to come over to Macedonia. They concluded this was God speaking to them. So off they went. And the Philippian church was birthed there, and ultimately the whole church in Europe spread through that one dream. So we see that dreams are very important as far as hearing God's voice is concerned. It's a very powerful way of hearing God's voice. And as always, things that are very powerful can also be very dangerous. And you see, because something could be dangerous doesn't mean that we don't need to use it. What we do need to do is learn how to go about it. And you see, if we do that according to the Word of God, then we can work with dreams responsibly and extremely powerfully and productively. Now, the starting place is to mention, why would God use dreams? And the reason is quite simple, really, because you'll notice there in the book of Job, it's about speaking to man when the man is in a deep sleep. Dreams are essentially the spirit world being revealed directly to our spirit man. And the benefit of a dream is that, you see, sometimes people have been put into a deep sleep so that God can reveal something to them. The reason being that you and I can hear God when we're awake, obviously, but too often our minds are too distracted. So the big advantage of dreams is that we can hear directly from God. We can hear information that comes outside a paradigm, completely independent, which is the voice of God. Now, we do operate in prophecy, etc., and other things like that, and we should be hearing God on a daily basis through the Word. We're going to talk about that. But whenever you and I approach God, we always take our mind with us, and that mind of ours has a paradigm, what we'd like to hear especially, and that can obscure the process. And that's the danger, you see. Very often, we hear God according to what we want to hear. The biggest danger in the Christian walk. I've often had people come and say to me, God told me to do something. And I know very well that God didn't tell them. But what I also realize very well is that what God told them, according to them, is exactly what they wanted to do in the first place. And you see, that can be tricky. Now, what is a dream? Well, there's a wide range of dreams, but essentially, it's God communicating directly to the human spirit. You have, on the one hand, open visions, like Daniel, when he had an open vision. He saw the man, and like John the Revelator on the island of Patmos, he saw this vision. It was an open vision. His spirit man was open to the spirit realm. And very often, because it's so overwhelming, God has to put the person into a deep sleep. But you see, on the one hand, there's that extreme. The other side of the coin is dreams that you and I might just have simply because before we went to sleep, our mind was on something. Maybe we had a problem or something was worrying us and it was in our subconscious. And when we slept, that subconscious created in our thinking, our subconscious thought patterns, a dream based on what we were worried about. And very often it can be a troubling dream, you see. But in the middle of that, in between, there are dreams where God speaks to us while we are asleep. And we need to learn about these dreams. The danger is, you see, that those dreams can also come from another part of the spirit world. It's possible to have a dream that is not based on what God is saying, but the enemy can put a dream in your mind. It is possible. Very often that would take the shape of a nightmare. Many people have night terrors. Many children have night terrors. And those night terrors are not from God. But you see, because the devil tries to use the same thing, it's no need to discount every single dream that comes our way. What we have to learn to do is to discern. What I'd like to share is that the Bible is very clear that dreams are important. The Bible prophesies that in this age with the Holy Spirit, we can expect dreams. How do we negotiate them wisely? You can go overboard and live your life waiting for God to direct you according to your dream. There was a ministry up north, and the pastor there was affectionately known as Oom Droom. And he made quite a thing. He wrote books about it. But he led his congregation according to his dreams. Quite a nice way to earn a living, don't you think? Just going to sleep all the time. But unfortunately, as far as I understand and from what I've heard, this ministry went a bit off track because he became dependent on dreams. And ultimately, the ministry became very legalistic. That pastor was waiting all the time for dreams, and what he dreamt, that was it. That is not God's plan. So we can get distracted. There are many books written on dreams and the symbolisms in dreams and all that. And all of them, I'm sure, have got something of value to teach us. But what is the message? Let's get this right. Dreams are important, but it's no way to live. You know, I can't wait all the time for God to give us a dream before we take any action. Dreams are intended to direct our paths, to warn us if necessary, and to give us uncompromised information. But once again, the key is we have to learn how to discern. And the emphasis here is on learning. It is possible to develop our ability to interpret dreams. I think Joseph was a person who actually learned, while he was incarcerated, how to deal with dreams. He'd made a big mistake with the first dream that he had. He blabbed too soon. He told everybody about it. Got him into big trouble. And I assume that he had time in prison to think about it and realize that this process could be put to beneficial use. And it did. In the event, the dreams that he interpreted saved two civilizations. That's how powerful a dream can be. But you see, how do you and I learn how to discern? God, I believe, has placed in our hands the Word of God, and we need to be able to use the Word to develop this capacity. By being aware that dreams are available to you and I is a starting place. But I need to sound a warning here. If you and I are planning to be led by dreams, we have to first learn how to be led by the Word of God through the Holy Spirit. Or, should I put it this way, the Holy Spirit using the Word of God. We teach a lot, as you will know, about using the Word to hear God's voice. That's the primary purpose God has given us this Word, to learn how to hear God's voice. There are a lot of ways, as we've just read, for God to speak to us. He can speak to us through prophecies. He can speak to us through preaching and teaching. He can speak to us through books, through podcasts, through everything, through dreams. But the primary way to learn how to discern His voice is through the Word. And I've always said this. If I am going to hear the voice of God, I would rather hear it filtered through His Word before anything else. And can I just say this? Should we hear the voice in any other way, we need to check it against the Word of God. But you see, you and I can actively involve ourselves with the Word of God and develop our ability to hear the voice of our Father. I often teach on this, and I think probably next week I will teach on the subject. But unless you and I are prepared to discipline ourselves and learn how to read the Word of God and to hear God's voice in the Word, we will not be equipped to properly interpret dreams. The skill is very similar. It's the identical ability. We read the Word of God and we have developed our spirit to hear what God is saying to us through a particular scripture on a particular day. That ability is the same ability that we can use when we have a dream to discern, is this the voice of God? Not only is it the voice of God, but what is he saying? Now, I need to just share this. There are a few pointers. It's a large subject and we could spend a lot of time on it. And not that I'm an expert by any means. But here's something I've learned. It's very important to realize that God can speak to us through dreams. If we understand that, it's important, A, to make sure that before we go to sleep, we fill our mind with the Word of God. We give God the material to work with. It's a spiritual thing. It's very much like in the old days, and even on some farms now, they had the old-fashioned hand pump. And that pump goes down into the water system deep below the earth, and you've got a big handle that you crank. But to crank that handle and get that water up is a very laborious task, unless you have a bit of water with you, and you pour it into the system, you prime the pump, as it were, and then it makes it easier for the water to be sucked up from the ground. It's the same with dreams. If you and I fill our minds with the Word of God before we go to sleep, I always like to put a scripture in my mind and meditate on it when I'm going to sleep. We set ourselves up to dream. We set ourselves up to hear God's voice. And may I add, we make sure that our tank, as it were, is filled with the right fuel so the wrong fuel can't be put into us. That's just a word of caution. But that's a starting point. Now, when we have a dream at night, it's very, very important. And please, we're not talking about a dream which is obviously irrelevant. You may have eaten something that didn't agree with your stomach and you see visions of snakes coming out of a pit or something like that. You understand, sometimes we have a dream which is obviously irrelevant. But very often we have a dream which is a story type thing. And it's very important to realize that God, and I'm very cautious about this, God might be using it to speak to us. There are sometimes obvious dreams that we have, like Joseph had, warning him to get out of Nazareth, go to Egypt. And also how the wise men had a dream, they were warned, don't go to Herod. And Paul had that vision, come over to Macedonia. Sometimes we have a very striking dream. Pilate's wife had a dream like that on the eve of Christ's execution. God warned her in a dream, and she warned her husband, and she said to him, don't harm this innocent man. God warned her. There are dreams like that. But very often we have dreams which are significant in that it's a story that you can't think of how you could have got it into your mind. Now, here's the key. Very important, you see, to recognize it could be God. Notice, could be God. The first thing to do is to retain it in our memory. Very often I've found that dreams, they might be very vivid while we are asleep, but the moment we wake up, and the Bible speaks about dreams vanishing, that's what happens. So it's very important to realize this. A dream might be important, it's worth capturing. And it takes discipline, the moment we wake up, to recall the dream, is to write it down. Write it down. Now, that's the start of the process. Please note something. God works on the basis of, if we show responsibility, he meets us. If we ignore things, we don't even bother, or like the scripture said in Job, where yet man does not perceive it. Why would God give dreams to people that don't perceive it? Well, what he's saying here is, if you continually don't perceive it, he won't bother. But if we do perceive it, you see, if we recognize this could be important, we take it seriously, then God comes to the table. The starting point is to capture the dream. But that's just the starting point. The next thing I need to say is that when you and I have had a dream, it's important, Now please, let's understand this is now a significant dream. It's important, and even if it's an open vision, it's very important to meditate on it, to think about it, to run it through our mind. And as we do that, it's the similar process to when we read the Bible. We read a scripture, we meditate on it, we run it through our mind. And what happens? Inevitably, something emerges. Some central thought emerges. And when that central thought emerges, and it takes a bit of time, a bit of effort, a bit of quietness, as it were, just to reflect, when we get some form of idea, the very next thing, obviously, is to confirm, does this line up with the Word of God? And you see, when we do that, we're opening up a channel for God to use on a regular basis. And the more we do it, as with everything, the more skilled we become in it. That part of our spiritual life is exercised. Then the next thing is obviously what God requires from you and I is wisdom. You've had a dream, God's spoken to us, what do we do about it? Well, in this regard, the same principles apply with regard to prophecy and hearing God through the Holy Spirit. A dream from God will exhort, encourage, it might educate us, teach us something, but it might be instruction. It's quite possible that it's a warning. And you see, once again, we have to learn how to be responsible. Now, a lot of people have dreams, maybe a startling dream. And in ignorance, they assume that because God has said that to them, it's going to happen. This is a big mistake. What it means is God warns. Notice, God warned the wise men. God tried to warn Pilate. He instructed through a dream Paul. He warned them. Pilate didn't choose to listen to the warning and went on to be instrumental in crucifying the Lord of glory. God knows where he is today. The wise men took heed of the warning, and as a result, they weren't slaughtered by Herod. Now you see, when you and I receive a dream, the next prayer to God is, Father God, what do I do about this? And you see, sometimes it's an instruction. Now, we've got to be very cautious. The way you and I treat a dream or any revelation from God will determine if God can trust us or not with further revelation. And the more responsible we are, the more God can trust us. The one thing to learn is the moment you have a dream and it's an instructive dream or an educational dream, don't go and blab about it immediately. Normally, it's time to just think about it. You think of Mary. The angel spoke to her. What did she do? She didn't go and advertise it in the marketplace. No, she pondered it in her heart. Sometimes a dream instruction is just for you and I alone. It's something God's trusted us with for our lives. It's so important. If it's a dream for other people and it's a warning, well, obviously then the correct approach is to get together and share the dream with those people. Now, when it's a warning, there might be certain precautionary measures you and I can take. For example, we might be warned in a dream of the influence of people in our lives, and the dream might be to the effect, appropriate action would be isolate yourself from those people. That's something that we can do. But very often, if it's like an accident on a highway, that doesn't mean you and I must never get into our car and ever drive again. No, the appropriate action very often can be to make a decided prayer, to break the power of the enemy who wants to do this to your family. That's the way to approach it. And you see, once we do that, then our faith rises to the occasion. God has warned us. We've taken appropriate action. God can release the angels necessary to prevent us from this calamity. There was one man of God. Over a period of time, he was warned. People had dreams. They came and shared it with him. Not one, not two, quite a few. He got together with the elders of the church and they prayed, and the family, they prayed about it. A few weeks later, I think he was in the garage and he was working in the workshop that he had there. And I think it was his grandson came into the garage, and the door of this garage almost closed and hit the child. on the head would have caused terrible damage, probably death. But he was alert and he caught the door and he stopped it. It was averted. Quite possibly that was the catastrophe the enemy had planned, and God warned him, and because of that, he saw the door in time and averted it. God wants us to live healthy, happy lives, and we've talked about this. The enemy wants to destroy us, but we have to operate with the gifts available. And one of these is dreams. The dream might be for yourself, it might be your family, it might be for the community, it might be for other people. And you see, sometimes, most often, God warns us in a dream. And what is the instruction? Pray. Pray. Pray until that burden that dream might have put on you is broken. We need to be people that are wise with these things. Don't get hung up with all the various teachings on dreams which sort of dictate that this means that and that means this and this color is this and this animal is that. Yes, there are symbols in the Bible, and if we read about them and we have a dream that follows that pattern, we can use a source in the Bible to help interpret it. A dream perhaps of an eagle flapping over you would denote that God's protecting us, you see, because there are scriptures along those lines in the Bible, or the use of lions, speaking of bravery and courage. And there are principles, yes, and numbers as well. It might take a bit of research. But you see, it's not a case of, oh, well, the lion is the lion and that's what it means. Lions can do good as well as evil. And you see, once again, the key is to discern. How do we discern? We learn to discern. We practice. And the way to practice is to start with your daily walk with God. When you and I read a Bible verse for ourselves, stop there and find out, what is God speaking to me? What is God saying to me? We develop this capacity through the Word, by the Holy Spirit, to discern the voice of God. Next week I'll teach on that. But for now, realize dreams have an important part to play in the working of God on the earth, in the church, and in our daily lives. We need to learn how to approach dreams, how to be responsible, and if necessary, how to put them into practice. Be blessed in the wonderful name of Yeshua. Amen.